Hey, one of my favorite portions of this show is the question of the week. Always love you sending in questions about your home remodel, your renovation, problems you might be having with your home. Whatever that question is in relationship to the home industry and your home, I want those questions. I love answering those questions. And if I don't know the answer, hey, I'm a smart enough contractor to know I'm going to reach out to someone who does. And I simply do that by going to my website, askthecontractors.com, where these are knowledgeable, talented people on my website that are there to serve you. I've been a contractor for a long time and they make me look good. So go to askthecontractors.com. Question from Patrick. This is question of the week. I need to remove a kitchen cabinet from the wall. The problem is recently I had marble tile put on the same wall. Now I cannot remove the cabinet without part of the grout on the tile being affected. So here's the question. Without cutting out the marble, do you have any ideas on how to remove the cabinet? To help answer this question, joining us now is Vadim from Ace Kitchens, one of our trusted home improvement pros. Hey, Vadim, thanks for being on with me. Listen, tell me a little bit about your company. What does Ace Kitchens do in your business?
My background, I actually have a background of architecture and engineering, and my best go-to thing is kitchen and bathroom. I design, build it. I do custom cabinets. I don't know if you've ever seen the really, really modern style with the high gloss doors. I do those from scratch. I go from start to finish on all the cabinets. My wife, who is my business partner, has a degree in design. And I work with her side by side. She can do a video and a 3D rendering of what your kitchen could look like.
Vadim, you heard the question. What is the best solution for this to make it as easy as possible for Patrick to remove that cabinet?
So the best solution would be to unscrew the cabinet, take it down, clean up the bottom of it where the grout is. I would scrape the grout off, clean up the tile there, clean up some of the extra grout that was touched the cabinet.
Right.
And then after the repair, putting back the cabinet, you're going to have a little bit of a grout joint there. You can go to a local hardware store, pick up a tube of non-sanded grout in a caulking tube and apply it there. And then with a damp rag or a damp sponge, you can clean off the excess grout and you can get it back to the way it looked like before.
And that means once the cabinets are removed, let me get this straight, you get all the excess grout off, you put the new cabinet on, and now you come back with a sanded caulking that's similar to grout itself. And probably a good thing to do is maybe save some of that broken grout and take that with you to match up with the tubes of caulking so you get as close as you can, if not the exact color.
Exactly. In most cases, you probably, since you just recently had the marble put in, you probably have some grout left over. In that case, you can get a contractor to come in and apply that grout that was put in there and get that repaired.
That is great advice. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm encouraging everyone out there to go on your website, Ace Kitchens, and check out the fine work that you do.
AceKitchens.com. That's AceKitchens.
You're fully licensed, very professional website. If you folks are looking for a kitchen out there, give Ace a call. This is a really neat website to thumb through and maybe add Ace Kitchens to your next project to help you out with your home improvement. One of our trusted home improvement pros. Thank you so much for helping me answer that question of the week. That is awesome. We answered that question for Patrick. Patrick, if you're listening, thank you so much for sending that to us. Hey, do you have a question for Ask the Contractors? Some great project going on around your house? Let me know. And if you need help with that project, go to my website, askthecontractors.com. I've said it before, I'll say it again. As a contractor myself, my success comes from the people I hire. You can hire the same people just by going to my website. Don't go anywhere. I'm your host, Todd Bird. I'll be right back.